Welcome, welcome to Cheap Pooch Radio. We are here today with Liv from Pink Breath of Heaven.
Hello, hello.
I hear you. And the lovely Holly Hooch.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, I can hear you.
All right.
All right. Well, you know, I'm a little... Peter, why don't you ask a question while I get the music set up?
Sure. Well, in the next 10 seconds, what can we get through? Well, I can just say thank you, everybody, for joining us here on Cheap Pooch Radio. We're so excited to have our guests in the studio today, Pink Breath of Heaven. What a great name. Why don't we go ahead and get a little relaxed? We're going to throw on some music. We're going to get a little chit-chatty. I brought snacks.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's hit it with some tunes, and then we'll come on back to Cheap Pooch.
You know, it's
been a wild week. That's all I can say.
It's been a wild week. Yes. I think they're going to just keep getting wilder.
All right. I think we're almost ready to go.
Almost ready to rock.
Hard to believe.
going on?
Nothing much, Buttercup.
We're in studio.
It's so exciting. We haven't been here for a
Take
minute.
Take breath.
Of heaven.
Yeah.
So we just heard some the music of my head this week. Garlands by Cocteau Twins. Desire Lines by Lush. Mm-hmm. Desire by Fontaines D.C. See what I was doing there?
Yeah, yeah. It's a tapestry. I'm seeing the bigger picture.
Brown Paper Bag by Dive. And Gently by White Mylar. Mm-hmm. So, funny thing about Dive is when, in the 90s, a friend of a friend traveled in Spain and was going to Pamplona for the running of the bulls and met a bunch of Australians.
That sounds
who
fun.
All came to San Francisco to hang out with us and go to Burning Man and whatnot. And one of them was named Dave, but he had a West Australian friend named Dom who called him Dive.
Whoa.
Dive. And so every time I hear Dive, I think
Dive.
Dive.
Dive. Dive.
Oh, no.
That sounded like the life, though. These friends were at the running of the bulls and from, like, Australia, but then they came for Burning Man. I'm like, oh, I want that life. Like, what?
No
You're rich friends?
Well, it is a thing about people from the antipodes. If they travel, they go for 3 to 6 months because it's so far. And it's expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it costs a lot of money. But
I'm so jealous.
I know.
I'd be down for like a one day Burning Man sort of thing. Like you just pop in,
yeah.
You're just like, let's have some fun. And then you
get dirt in your eye. You're like, I gotta go.
like Diplo coming in by helicopter and having to stay an extra day because the winds are too high.
Out.
Oh my god,
yeah, that'd be cool.
That yes, money is cool.
Yeah.
Well, but the only problem is, of course, if I had enough money to do that, I wouldn't go to Burning Man. I'd go to Tahiti, you know? Oh, like, why would I waste my time with Burning Man?
I heard that it hasn't been as cool since, like, I don't know, 25 years ago or some shit like that, right?
Who knows?
Like, weren't you there, like, in the first couple years? And
My first year was 1994, and I stopped going in 2012.
When did it start?
1992, 91.
Oh, damn.
So you got a lot.
I missed a few years in there because of work. You know, I have this whole thing where I have to work for a living.
Right,
some of
us
have to do that,
That's weird.
Warg? Is that how you say it? I've never heard of that.
But, yeah, it's camping. At the end of the day, it's camping.
With art and drugs.
Camping.
But you need a lot of stuff because there's like nothing there, right?
That's the whole idea.
You have to bring all the music and the art and the drugs and
the drugs.
That's at the top of the list.
Like you need a lot. You need drugs. Need some other stuff.
It's also in the middle of the list and at the bottom of the list. Like you basically have to time out your itinerary, your drug itinerary for the whole weekend or the week.
Yeah, there was that first year, I remember we'd heard there was like a rave camp or something like that. And so we drove, because we could still drive then, we drove out there and they'd blown their small speaker. So there was nothing. It was dead silent.
Oh, ouch.
And same Alan who met the Australians on the train, he opened the doors of his car and just played his stereo, and that was the rave.
You mean it turned into a tailgate?
That's a vibe.
That's great.
That's kind of the Burning Man vibe, though, is you just keep going, right?
Yeah, of course.
Do whatever.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I don't do that no more. It's too expensive.
Yeah,
I heard that. Now, yet, like, there was a lottery system because so many people want to buy, and the tickets are like $500.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
And also, like, this evolution of these plug-and-play camps where, like, very wealthy people would set up
that
these
the
walled...
Vibe, man.
That's super not cool.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we get that here. We don't really need it in the desert. Like, the walled-in private space for rich people.
I will say that San Francisco gets really nice during Burning Man because the streets are empty.
Yeah, this is true.
I'm like, oh, my God.
Also, Christmas.
We can go anywhere. We can do anything. We don't have to wait at any lines.
Yeah, also Christmas.
Yeah, I hear, but I'm always gone for Christmas, so I don't see the magic of San Francisco at Christmas.
Yeah.
I see the magic of my my family imploding at Christmas.
Oh, magical times.
And then Christmas Day is like it never happened. Yeah. I guess I'll go home now. See you next year. I'm sorry, that got dark. Let's get back to the good stuff. Let's get back to the good stuff.
So, Liv, why don't you tell us about... You have a show coming up, right?
Yeah. So, Pink Breath of Heaven has a show February 1st at Bottom of the Hill. And we're opening for Allison's Halo. And there's this other band on it. I didn't know this band, but... They're called Untitled Halo. So I was
are they associated?
No, I don't think so. Like, when we first got asked to play by Bottom of the Hill, well, I think it was a combination of Bottom of the Hill and Allison's Halo. I think Allison's Halo mentioned us or something like that, and then Bottom of the Hill reached out to us. But anyways, the email was like, yeah, we'll have you guys open. We have Allison's Halo, and then comma, like, Untitled Halo. And I was like, what? Like, what does that mean? Like, are they confused about, like, their name or something? And they want to, yeah.
Are they taking two sets?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought that they had one set, like, one headline set, and then they wanted to support their own set with, like, a different vibe. But, like...
Also, the drummer's got tunes.
Yeah. Yeah, like, the drummer is like, I'm Halo. I am Halo. I am Allison's Halo.
No title.
Yeah. I am the Halo of Allison's Halo?
Yeah.
Maybe it's a record release party. Yeah, Untitled Halo.
I don't know.
Like, what am I walking into?
That is their band name. They sound cool. I just had never, like, heard of them, so I was really confused. But anyways, yeah, we're opening. Should be a really cool night. I think it's almost sold out, so...
Well, I have four tickets because...
I'll take one of those tickets.
Well, funny story. Yeah, of course you will.
Yeah.
Maldor, my hubby, knows that I like your band, and he's never seen them, so he bought me tickets for my birthday.
Oh, fun!
Which is December 27th, and on my birthday, I was looking at Instagram, and y'all posted that it was getting close to sold out. I was like, oh shit, I better buy tickets. Yeah. This is before he was awake. So I bought tickets, and he got up, and I said, oh, I bought tickets for Pink Breath of Heaven, and he said, happy birthday.
Oh, so he already had them.
Yeah, he already.
Oh,
he printed it out
cute.
So he could show me for my birthday. But
well, at least you know each other.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Aww. It's gonna be a fun day.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We got tickets to the Edwardian Ball Tea.
Yeah, we're doing that during the day, so it's gonna be a long one for us.
That's gonna be awesome.
Party day.
What's that?
So the Edwardian Ball, who's the name of the couple that puts it on?
It was a band called Rosin Coven, and it was husband and wife, and then their attendant, steampunky people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love steampunk.
Yeah, it's very, very chic.
And it's like very Edward Gorey-green.
They are fascinated with Edward Gorey. They usually read one of Edward Gorey's stories. There are visual representations of his art there.
And there's acrobats, musicians, all sorts of oddities going on all around. I've never been to, because there's two events. So there's the tea in the daytime at noon, and then there's the official nighttime party, right?
Two nights. Friday and Saturday.
Oh, Friday and Saturday, okay.
The first and the second.
Okay.
So first is a Saturday. Mm-hmm. No, it's Friday and Saturday. So it's a 31st and 1st.
Got it. Okay.
Cool.
And it's held at the Regency Ballroom upstairs in the fancy rooms.
That's awesome. Fancy, yeah.
Yeah, and but, you know, the tea is less expensive. You get to go see all the stuff, but it's during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And there's food.
Ooh.
Finger sandwiches.
I love tea.
Yeah.
Like, I love an excuse to go out and drink some tea with people. Seriously. I've been thinking about that. Like, recently I've had this thing where I ask people, I'm like, you want to just get some tea?
Yes.
Like, instead of, like, getting a drink, I'm like, let's just get some tea. Like,
I like it. And the little sandwiches. And the food you eat with tea that you don't eat any other time. Like, weird, not very sweet cakes.
Tiny scones.
Yeah.
Tiny sandwiches. Yeah. But a shit ton of them.
Yeah, we were actually...
Because I'm a grown lady.
Yeah. Yeah, you need like 15.
15 of those tiny little sandwiches. And I'm super excited. But then, like, it's just going to be a wonderful day. Mm-hmm. I say we keep our outfits on because we were all planning on wearing, like,
ball gowns.
Ooh.
So is it okay if we come to the show in ball gowns?
Absolutely. You kidding me?
It's the bottom of the hill. You can wear whatever you want.
It's true.
Seriously.
And it's a little cold in that backyard.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to need that fur coat.
Oh, I think, yeah, there's going to be a good amount of people. I don't think that you're going to, like, I mean, even if you do stand out, that's great, you know? Like, just saying, like.
Again, we're going to come in with a power pose.
Hands up.
Power pose, ball gown.
Don't you know who I am? I'm sorry. Let's get back on track, though.
Goodness.
All right. Yeah. So, show. February 1st. Bottom of the hill.
That's
yeah,
right.
Come out.
Big breath.
Come
on.
With Allison's Halo.
Woo! And Halo.
Unknown.
Untitled.
And the drummer's
band. Untitled Halo. Yep. It's crazy they did that. It's crazy they asked for that band to go on tour with them. That was interesting,
Kismet.
Joyce. But
yeah. Very good. Very good. So I understand you brought some music that we'd love to hear what it is.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So I just made a little playlist of some of the music that I, you know, love and listen to. And some of the most recent stuff, really, and kind of inspirations and whatnot. So
cool.
Yeah. Should I just go through like what the first one is or something? Or?
Yeah. Oh, why don't you just tell us what the first one is, and then we'll try to get it to play through our devices.
Okay,
here.
Perfect. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So Tess Parks came out with like a new album recently called Pomegranate, and I really like it. I love Tess Parks. So I'm going to play this song called Running Home to Sing. It's really, really good. And yeah.
All right. Cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Cheap Pooch.
Thank you. Yeah, I guess I must be some kind of fish on a string. Yeah, I know you know just what I mean. Drag me around like it's some kind of joke. Another day with a hook down my throat. I must be some kind of fish on a string. Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah, you feel the same thing. Drag me down so deep where the light don't get in.
Mm-hmm.